Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Elon Musk Pod. This is a podcast about everything Elon Musk, from Tesla to Boring to flamethrowers to SpaceX, anything Elon Musk is involved with. This is what the podcast is about. Now, today's episode is going to be about Google acquiring Tesla. Why would they do that? You know, how much money would it cost? What's the reason behind all this stuff, right? So let's take a look at what Forbes has to say about this. Forbes, of course, they know everything about money. And they talk about it all the time. They could acquire Tesla for $1,500 per share. $2 trillion stocks. Okay. They look at this from a very analytical standpoint. Why would they want to buy Tesla? And how much money would it cost? What would it do for Tesla? What would it do for Google? And the future of the car company, of course. So Elon Musk's Tesla right now is being traded on the stock market. Right? It's not a private company. People can buy shares of Tesla. Google, a tech company, huge tech company, billions of dollars worth of assets. There are some reasons why Tesla would want to sell to Google. And one of them, from my own personal opinion, is because Elon Musk has shares in Tesla. Elon Musk could bank if Google buys Tesla. Okay, so if Elon Musk sells it, if Tesla is sold, I should say, Elon Musk cashes out, takes all that money, and invests it into SpaceX. And then his dream of sending people to Mars gets a lot closer because Google's current market cap, according to Forbes here, current market cap, $1 trillion, could be worth $2.5 trillion if they buy Tesla. Google is a software powerhouse. Tesla makes great software. Google has more engineers, more experience with engineering, so they could benefit from having Google's engineers. Tesla is a hardware company as well. Google makes some hardware, but you know, it's not that great. It's okay, right? You know, Pixelbooks, etc. It's okay. Their phones are all right. You know, they're pretty good. But Tesla makes amazing vehicles. So Tesla has the hardware. Google can make the software better. They could have a great marriage of software and hardware with these two companies becoming one. Now, Tesla stock jumped up a little bit to almost $1,000 last week because there was speculation of this buyout, right? And like I said before, one of the huge reasons why Elon Musk could sell to Google is because of SpaceX. Elon Musk believes that once he gets to a certain point with Tesla, and he said this in the past, different interviews in the past, once he gets to a certain point in Tesla, and everybody's kind of following the lead of electric vehicles, of EVs, and they get away from gas-powered vehicles, he can move on to something else. It's almost there. Major car companies are making EVs now, and they're serious about it. They're not just taking it, you know, with a grain of salt and making some weird-looking vehicle. You know, they're making amazing new vehicles. The battery technology is improving, and this is going to be at the forefront right now. We're at the forefront of EV technology. So Elon Musk's idea for Tesla was, okay, let's start this thing. So for him to step out, cash in his stocks, cash in his shares, making bank, putting that money towards something amazing. And this article from Forbes goes really into detail about how much money is involved, what they could be doing in the future. It basically goes into the money of everything. So That being said, you know, it really does. It comes down to Elon Musk. It comes down to SpaceX. In my opinion, I believe that's why, if anything, why Elon Musk would sell his shares of Tesla. Now, that's not saying that this will actually happen. You know, it's speculative. It's speculation right now. Nobody knows what's going on behind closed doors, and they really can't until somebody comes forward and says, hey, we're going to make this deal happen. This is a real thing. And, you know, I'm sure they've talked before. A mega giant like Google reaching out to Tesla and Elon Musk, I'm sure they have dinner together sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure they call each other on the phone, text each other, whatever, WeChat or whatever, whatever they do. Or tweet each other, who knows? I mean, Elon's on Twitter all the time anyway, so possible. They slide into each other's DMs every once in a while. So that's my speculation of what's possible and why Elon would want to sell his shares of Tesla to Google. So I'm going to cut it off there, my friends. Thanks to all the supporters on Patreon, all the subscribers on the YouTube channel. This YouTube channel is brand new. Okay, so anybody who subscribes, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you to members of the Space News Pod as well. You've come over here to Elon Musk Pod, and I really do appreciate all of your support. And thank you to all the people listening on the podcast. I do appreciate you. And that being said, this has been the Space... Oh, not the Space News Pod. The Elon Musk Pod. I have two podcasts. It's been the Elon Musk Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I will see you soon.